When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friday Club, Volume 4.
We all right,
it's
lads?
It's not, you know. You said...
Was it
I said last week that it was Volume 4. Not Volume, Episode 4. And you both said no, it was Episode 3 and it wasn't. Remember?
Is this 5?
This is 5.
5?
Yeah.
Gathering momentum, aren't they?
What was the start? Like the Friday Club.
Did you not like it?
I didn't know.
Something a bit different. I think we should try something a bit fresh every time.
We haven't seen you Look, since Frank the Club. Negative feedback on the intro, Matty. We need to get you a mic.
Even just for a couple just of words in there.
Just for the magic.
End of.
I saw some positive feedback as well, though. So, balances.
I do like it.
By the way, 3-1 parking on the way down, pumps.
I honestly couldn't compete.
In terms of volume?
No, just everything.
Number of?
Scent?
Scent was top draw.
Yeah. Toxic.
Took a 3-0 lead and then pulled one back just before we pulled up.
How does the point system work?
Well, a point to pump.
it's pretty simple, Chris.
It's not fucking rocket science. Jesus.
You get extra points like for pungentness.
No bonus points.
You know, like if you have to crack a window...
Oh, yeah, what
a bonus point.
Does he remember what happened? What were we on about last week or what?
No, but if you have to crack a window, then you get a bonus
You've
point.
You've always got to crack a window.
It's our game, Chris. Stop trying to bring your own rules
in.
Oh,
you're all, yeah, fucking interference officer.
I played by the rules. If I smell that, I can't turn the window down. If I hear it, I've got to wait until the smell arrives and then I can put the window down.
Right, okay.
Like we spoke about last week.
We should hotbox it where you're not allowed to put the window down. But if it's too much, then you get a bonus point.
Right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Should we just carry on playing his own game?
I'm enjoying it how it is. I don't know why we have to complicate it.
I'll adding new rules.
So we draw from Barnsley to Birmingham tonight. 3-1.
Pretty low scoring affair, really. Mm, yeah. You've had a curry.
Two and a half.
Four pumps between us.
I got a consolation as we're pulling on the drive.
Don't count if the door's open.
That was disappointing.
Yeah.
You've had a heavy weekend, John, I can tell.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Your mood is, compare it to last week.
Yeah.
Poor spinning.
Energy levels were high.
Yeah, but...
You're coming grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
Just a bit flat. You sat there with your tartan socks on.
Well, to be fair, it's moody. Fucking nearly 10 o'clock at night. I'm usually in bed at 9.
We're professionals.
We've got Big Ron tomorrow, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. On the manager front, who's your favourite manager we've had on?
Big Ron. No, we haven't even done him yet. Big Ron's pissed it.
So far.
I like John. Greggles.
Greggles. Greggles?
Who else?
Ronnie Moore.
I can't really remember Ronnie Moore that long ago.
Martin Allen. Liked his dog.
Not Martin.
No, I like Martin as well.
Wesley.
Bassett.
Who would you like to play for, Chris? If you're on that
Greggles.
Right wing.
Greggles is number one for me.
Stop calling him Greggles. But you've had a terrible first 6 or 7 minutes. You were there.
I've had a fantastic 6 or 7 minutes. You've lost your head 3 times. I'm winning. Trust me.
Fucking Greggles.
So is he? Do you think he'd get the best out of you?
Yeah. He's an arm round, isn't he?
Yeah. I think for that, I think Wesley's the one for you.
Do you think? Mm-hmm. To be fair, I reckon I can buy into his philosophies.
Yeah. You need to be kept on your toes. And I think, Graham, you just get you in headlocks and that. And
You appreciate it.
Yeah, I could get into it. Like if everybody bought into it,
so you don't need problem. You don't need the deadwood, bad eggs.
Yeah,
the Parkins of this world.
I weren't in for buying into that.
What about if you were playing for like Pep? You've got to do this.
The thing
you've
is,
though, change, John.
The thing is, you're obviously at that level if Pep signed you, aren't you?
But what if he inherits you? I don't love it when
at mid conversation, when he takes his socks off and the smell it, it's 3-2 that. It's Gloucester's 3-2.
Is that an away goal? But what if he inherits you? Like, say, who was manager before? Was it Mancini?
Yeah.
Say Mancini signed you because he liked you, around the dressing room, and then Pep comes in and says, right, what is this? What is this? Character,
what's that?
Yeah,
I just say, well, Pep, it's time for us to part ways.
See if you can outlast him.
Well, obviously you're not going to outlast Pep, are you? But well, like Pep, I've got 2 years left on my contract. Give me 18 months, and I'll be on my bike. Our golden handshake. Thanks for the memories, Pep. All the best. Sign for Monaco, Villa, something like that. I'm at Man City, so I'm a good player, aren't I? You know what I mean?
I like how we started. We can't be hypothetical, but now we're signing for Monaco or Villa.
I'll go to Rennes. I'll go and play for Rennes.
I watched Arsenal.
Arsenal City?
Yeah, I don't. You know I don't watch much football, but I've heard commentary, and I honestly thought, you know, Tommy Yasu. I thought his name was Tommy Yasu.
Were you thinking, why have you always said his first name and nobody else's?
He went until he stood up and took his trackie off. I realised he was Japanese.
There's another lad who plays for City with a good name. Oscar Bob.
Oscar Bob, that's what we call our Oscar.
Bob.
When he was younger. Come on, Oscar Bob.
By the way, you know what we spoke about a couple of weeks ago? Wonder what happened in Qatar. He's come out, any whitey.
What do you mean?
Oh, has he? Come out and said, what happened is, I've seen it. I don't know if it might not be factual. No, it's come out of his mouth, unless it's one of these, I don't know, it's AI or not.
I've seen this as well. It's someone doing a voiceover.
Is it?
It's not even a sink.
I was a picture of Ben White.
All right.
Can we play it or not?
I'm only listening.
I'm only listening. Like me with Tommy Yasu.
Oh, so what? See what I mean? You can't trust fuck all now, can you?
But does it sound realistic?
No. It's like watching an old kung fu film. You know, when the lips are moving, you go, I will get vengeance for my father.
You look so genuine there.
I thought it were.
He's had a press conference all about it.
It was a bit where he said something like, Harry Maguire, the best English centre half we ever had. That's the time I knew it was time to pack my bags and get on the plane.
You still thought it was real?
Well, I think that's something that he'd say. I don't really know him, but also that's a wind up. See, I've gone there. I can't watch out no more because I don't know if it's true or not.
What chance have we got?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quite a few messages once again in the mailbag.
Are you dipping in the mailbox? Oh.
This is where we're coming to a zone.
Recently bumped into Parky in the local florist. To say he was buying everything in the shop is an underestimation or an understatement. When questioned on who everything was for, he went bright red and said his missus. Is this true?
Yeah. Nick go bright red. Have you ever seen me go bright red?
No.
So I had two big bunches of flowers, one for my mum and one for my missus from Mother's Day, and that was it. And actually, tulips and pink roses. No, lilies and pink roses, sorry.
I like a lily.
Yeah. By the way, she gave me a fucking, my missus. Not for the flowers. She went, why do you keep going to a flower shop for flowers? I'm like, well, why not? She says, they're a fortune. And they're pissed, you know, around obviously Mother's Day.
Valentine's Day
and that. She says, don't just get them from supermarket. They're better. I thought, well, it's more of a gesture, innit, when they come in a box.
Yeah, when
that.
They get wrapped with the bows and that.
Yeah, but no. So I've been categorically told not to get her flowers from the florist again.
Oh, right. So
she's getting fucking daffodils next year. You know, them plastic band round front of Aldi. She's getting two bunches of them.
And she can't see anything, can she then?
No. You told me to get them from supermarket. You want Nick them?
Yeah. Mother's Day, I get to mortuary. They have the same one on them and everything.
Fucking scandalous. So, yeah, so the flowers are for a bunch for my mum and a bunch for my missus. Well, I'll see it mailbox.
What have we got?
A lot of people wanting, I struggle to say this word, Matty.
Anonymity.
Question here. So, we've got a name with this one. Matthew Coupland. He's getting married soon. Going on his stag do in the Algarve. Which is nice. But he's asked, if money was no option, where would you go on your stag do?
Las Vegas. 100%.
Yeah, but I'd like to try that thingy one that in South Africa. Oh, what's the place in South Africa where it's meant to be like mental?
I don't know.
Oh, fucking hell. Vegas, I'd go Vegas. What's the bastard place in South Africa?
You had yours in Vegas, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it low key?
No, it was all right. He's also said...
Vegas. You can't go wrong with Vegas, can you?
Yeah.
Would you dress up?
I don't think it's your option, is it?
No, but are you? Yeah, but some will spit the dummy out when I'm not dressing up.
Do you think that just kills the mood for everybody?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah, 100%.
I tell you who likes.
You've got to get involved.
I tell you who likes the dressing up bit. The single lads, because you always get a bit of attention dressed up, don't you?
Mm. What if everybody dresses up?
If one dresses up,
what, just play on his flick-ons?
Well, not his flick-ons as such, but. You'll get somebody saying, oh, what, stag do, and then the vultures. The Chris Browns of this world come in, dig the claws in, and then they're in, they can't get out. So, yeah, dressing up's a good one for the single lads.
What would, if you were the stag, what would ruin it for you? Because there's a line, isn't there? Mm. And I'll give you an example. The whole party have turned up at the terminal to fly somewhere, and the stag's handed over his ticket, and they booked him on a flight 12 hours later.
No, I'm not having
I'm going
that.
Home.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He was dressed up and he had to... it was quite funny watching it. But
were you there?
No, I'm just a video.
Right.
It was just a video. And he's obviously dressed up, had to do the walk of shame when all the lads are checking in to
and
go
then they've
somewhere.
Left him on
and
his
they've
own.
Left him in the departure lounge. Dressed up.
12 hours. Long time, isn't it?
It was a morning flight.
An hour?
Yeah.
I could take an hour.
Yeah, a couple of...
12 hours. I'm getting a taxi and I'm fucking off.
Have a good one, lads.
Yeah. See, joke's on you.
But that's too far for me.
Yeah. Yeah, the 12-hour shifts.
Too far.
And none of them are coming to my wedding.
Are you in that far?
Spitting your dummy out.
You really have?
None of them are coming to the wedding.
None of them?
No, fuck them.
But you'll have no mates.
I know, but you're looking at £100 an head, aren't you? If they're fetching the missus, you're saving 200 snot as a couple, aren't you? There's 12 of them. You're saving £2,400 for
them. I wouldn't tell them until the wedding day, until they actually arrive. Yeah. And say,
bouncers.
You're not coming in.
Lads, big dog.
Not on the list. Yeah. You're on the table setting.
Big dog. Where am I? For the booked hotels and that. Fuck them. Big dog said you're not coming in.
I think that's a bit too far, me.
12 hours is too far. 12 hours is too far. An hour? Fine.
Or just say you can come to the night do. Go and check in upstairs and come down for the night do.
You've seen this video, the stats, were it definitely 12 hours?
It was, 8 hours or summer. It was a morning flight.
Yeah, maybe 8, maybe.
I'll have to find it.
I think that's the worst bit, saying you can come to the night, though. I'd let them come to the church bit where nobody really wants to be there, do they?
And then they've got to fuck off.
As soon as the wedding's done,
the freebies. Right,
on your bikes. Go on. Thanks for coming now, fuck off.
He's also asked, what would your first dance be?
Oh.
Mine were Hungry Eyes at my first wedding. At this one.
Did you do the dance?
No.
I can't imagine you like properly seriously dancing. What like, would you go for?
Gazing into the spouse's eyes. Did just you go for small the lift?
Two-step.
No. I can't remember. It's a fucking long time ago. I tried to erase it out of my mind. I'm fucking perfectly honest.
I'd go Michael Jackson off the wall.
A bit of upbeat. Get everybody involved.
Yeah. Just get the party going.
Yeah. I'd probably have to start with some...
A bit romantic.
Meaningful to newly crowned wife. And then I get the lads on.
30 seconds in, Daisy just flips it. Excuse me, sweet cheeks.
Scratch. Just get a scratch going.
Go and get yourself
the sirens.
Just like
glow sticks the out the pocket.
Kick her off the dance floor.
Go get yourself a drink, love.
Come on, lads.
Put your arms around me like that. 3, 2, 1, come on! Get on!
I went to one that was like that, though. They had Andrew WK. Let's get a party going.
No, sing it.
Oh, God. Do you know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Get this party started on
a
Saturday.
Let's get a party going. Let's get a party going. Let's get a party going. Party hard. Party hard. No.
Never heard it.
No.
Fucking hell.
What, that was the first dance?
That was the first dance. Went off. The place went off.
Do you prefer a sit-down meal or a buffet for a wedding?
Well, like, this is what I'm talking about with her at minute. I'm thinking buffet now. Because the sit-down bit...
I know what you need to tell Katie to put her feet up and we will organise this wedding. I'm telling you now.
That's my first song.
Get me, sit down. We're having a sit down meal and a buffet.
Well, that's what you do normally, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the sit down meal. You know, when you sat with random people.
It's you're just waiting, aren't you? Waiting. Night.
If there's table wine, that's the only positive. Yeah. It's absolutely mortal.
You get a couple that aren't drinking. Oh, I'll take that off your hand. Don't worry, slide that over.
Anybody drinking
here.
The red?
War champion.
To the waiter, take that white one back. Bring another fucking red, love.
Get a couple under your chair. Stash.
Fortnight.
I saw somebody, I think it were at our wedding, actually, who had brought a present, gift-wrapped, bow on top and everything, went over having a chat, had a little hole in the bottom, you know, the boxes of wine. They gift-wrapped it and then just pulled the nozzle out, you know, so they didn't have to buy a drink at the bar.
Contraband.
That's fucking class.
Brilliant.
We're on about list the other day and it's too big. A couple have to go in. Fetching his own wine.
Dan from Nottingham. Write them off that list.
We've left him at airport. All good and lads couldn't.
Just an empty chair.
Put us that clean jacket, we'll put it on the back.
Even better just a mannequin, a cardboard cut out of him, bent round chair.
We've told him his flight's 12 hours later.
There's always family drama, isn't there? Like,
oh, not this time.
Your uncle getting pissed, too pissed.
Yeah. Oh, no, the family drama. I
didn't invite any of my family.
The family.
What did you say?
I didn't invite any of my family to the wedding.
See, that's the drama.
That's what I mean.
Like, you know, you're like, your mum and dad are like, oh, you've got to invite Auntie Ethel. Oh, yeah. I've not seen Auntie Ethel for 25 years.
So, was you across the board,
well, I just
close
said
family.
Yeah, I just said, if you want to come, you can come. Like,
it's going to cost you 15 grand each. Yeah, well,
to come.
More than welcome.
You're not coming. What do you mean you're not coming?
Well, my dad's got 10 brothers and sisters. Mum's got 9. So I've got, I don't know, 40-odd, 50-odd aunties and uncles, 100-plus cousins.
So you've been cute there then, haven't you, saying, come if you want. You haven't caused any drama by
No, we're going away. If you want to come, you're more than welcome to come.
Mm-hmm. Knowing full well, 98% of them are going to go, fuck that.
It's good going to people's weddings that you don't really know, where you just go
Yeah, them are the best things. You can go wild.
Yeah. Nobody's going to judge you. Who's that lad sweating on the dance floor there? Yeah. I've had that a couple of times. He likes to enjoy himself, doesn't he?
Wedding crasher.
That'd be a good wedding crasher.
It's stress.
Because there was one from somebody's going to be best man.
Right.
I'll read it out. And he's having a dilemma on the speech.
Best man speeches are tough, though, because you want to make people laugh, but you don't want to go...
You can't go too far.
My best man went too far.
With you?
Oh, aye.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, in terms of letting things out the bag? Or...
Well, his exact words were, and this is one thing I can remember from the day, when we were younger, we used to go back to this house, you know, like after the nightclub, and there were four lasses who lived there. So we'd go there for a party after the nightclub. And he paused for three or four seconds, and his exact words were, "It was a little bit like a brothel. You just didn't have to pay aunties."
Gasps.
Yeah.
Was the tension in the room?
Oh, four after that, yeah. Not half.
Yeah, you've got
it. And he couldn't pull it round.
Was he crumbling as well? Like,
he knew he'd fucked up.
He'd gone too far.
Yeah. It was a bit like a brothel. You just didn't have to pay.
He's got to get a bit of advice there from somebody, hasn't he?
Somebody must have done a proofread, surely.
I never did. I don't think that way. You just got to go with it.
Did you laugh?
Oh, pissing myself. Hot lads in room. We're fucking rolling about off the chairs.
This leads on to this perfectly.
The aunties, and uncles were like...
Yeah.
He wants to... He's named him, but he's asked to remain... What's that word again, Matty?
Anonymous.
I'm best man for my best mate in May. This is his second wedding after his first marriage failed due to him not being able to keep his one wood in his pants.
Oh, dear.
Fucking hell.
Anonymous.
I know. Myself, we've been best friends for over 25 years and I've got loads of funny stories about him which I've been told I can't reveal in my speech. I'm under strict instructions to be nice and not take the piss as his mum and kids... in brackets, from his failed marriage, are going to be there. However, having been asked to be his best man at his last wedding, only to be dropped at the last minute with less than 3 weeks to go, and then only just scraping an invite to the night do, because his then fiance was worried I'd take the piss out of him and ruin her big day. Feel it's my duty to make him pay this time around for dropping me at such short notice. Do you think I should do as his... new fiance has asked to just go through the motions and be nice, or should I just let him have it and give him payback for dropping me last time out?
I think you've got to pay back.
No, what? John.
Right, we spoke about this sort of stuff, didn't we, over a week, right? Soon as she said to him, you're not having him as your best man, she should be binned. When his first wife said, you can't have him as your best man, she's binned, out, gone.
It's a bit...
it's not her fucking choice.
Main character syndrome, innit?
Yeah, it's not her choice.
I don't want you to ruin my big day.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, but if he's got form for being a bit of a wild card, and you've... Like you said, your best man went too far. If he's got form for it...
We still talk about it now, though. Still go crack
now. Well, then.
I mean, let us into a bit of material that he's got... on the short list.
Oh, so we're going to decide whether it's...
in or out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's speech worthy.
I have one funny story in particular where he was on the job.
Copper?
Banging away on a previous female victim. When he got his head stuck in between the metal bars on the bed headboard. No matter how he tried, he couldn't work his head free despite his victim rubbing butter all over his head. Got the Kerrygold out to act as a lubricant to free him. In the end, the fire brigade were called out.
Fuck off.
At taxpayers' expense. With their heavy-duty cutting equipment to free him whilst he was bollock naked.
No!
The only person he's ever told is me, and I was sworn to secrecy, so I would be going against our mate code, but I feel now is the time for the truth to come out.
Yeah.
That is an outrageous story. Can you imagine?
How do you get your head in, but not? How do you get your head in, but not that?
Swinging. They come in with heavy duty grapple. I think. Yeah.
Has his head swelled up? Is more excited? He's got or what? I don't know.
He must have gone with some force.
Must have hurt his ears.
Yeah.
I think it's poor form from her as well.
See, I think that's
She's got to put some pants on for when fire brigade.
She's got to look after him. But there's a strange choice, isn't it? What would you go for?
Lard?
Oil, some kind of olive oil or sugar. Yeah.
But imagine that. Olive oil all over your bed sheets.
Oh, it's just... I'm going to go against your age, and I don't think that can come out.
No? I think...
I don't think you can ruin it.
I think you could go subtle, though. on a need to know bit. Like he doesn't references it, but not doesn't reveal all the information. And just like you said, leave that bit of silence. Shit, is he going to say it? And then, move
but bear
on.
In mind, there's only he knows. Yeah. There's only two people in that room knows.
Yeah.
I think this is a funny story to tell at the wedding, but my wife and two of our other mates have said it's not acceptable with his mum and kids.
Well, he's obviously already broke the code then, isn't he? Because he's told them three. he's obviously a wank pal, isn't he?
I know.
He's told his missus this.
Because I'm guessing, I don't know how old. If it's his second marriage, he's going to be...
Mid-40s,
yeah, is he?
Yeah.
Is it that going to be that type of setup?
Be 20s.
And his aunties and all that there.
Ears keep growing, don't they? So you think your head keeps growing, you get it out.
I can't think I get through and then not be able to get back out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the angle and the force.
So what we're saying, in or out? Expose or...
No.
No.
Leave out.
You can't
leave
put
out.
It in.
For greater good.
Yeah.
Just go and tell every table individually.
And if
I was
going to
tell
saying,
this story, but I thought I'll not. I'll just tell everybody in the room anyway.
You listen to this.
Shh. But don't tell him.
But going back to what you said about your best man, it affected him. And he's going to, like, every chance that he's going to be dying on his arse up there as well.
He'll ruin the rest of his night as well.
Mm-hmm.
If he secret reveals not, that it goes not, down, if it doesn't go down well.
Secret's not to get too pissed, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when you get nervous and you get too pissed, you'd get too pissed.
Yeah, that'd spoil it.
You'd be like a slurring mess, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Have I told the one lad I was at Donny with, who was best man, and I won't reveal his name, but he was best man for a lad he was at another club with, and he's ended up just, because he didn't really drink, he's probably done the same and got too pissed and just started abusing family members. I think... The groom's nana has got up for a wee and he's just said, sit down, you old cunt. I swear to God.
Good. I like that.
Well, they haven't spoke since.
Oh, haven't they?
No, they fell out. So yeah, I hope your best man speech goes well.
Yeah, but if you want to email it in and run it past us, we'll give it the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Somebody did ask us to keep people updated on the trap 1, 2, 3 things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said, but he's gone for the trap 3.
Has he? And how's it going?
I'm just waiting on
he
the
He did message
reply.
And say that he'll send an update as soon as he has an update.
Trap 1's not
taking
been,
it steady, isn't he?
Trap 1's not been to work yet.
I'm more interested in how we went through the process of getting the Break others off
up.
The payroll, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Payroll! And have you been to see Trap 2?
I think... It's one of them. A couple of weeks have passed. He's thinking how good the sex was.
Mm.
Is he starting to...
It seems just... early doors with Trap 3 as well. So if he's now starting... If she's starting to grate on him, you know, if there's little nuances that he's maybe not as...
Good word.
...fond of, he'll be regretting.
Just think, what I'd give now
number
for
one
a,
or number two.
A night in.
Yeah.
Box of toys.
With Trap 2.
With Trap 2.
Yeah.
No holds barred.
But
finger buffing.
His arsehole's not sore at all.
I mean, at no point did he mention that these toys are going up his arse.
Can we read that one when some fella's wife farted in his face? No, he farted in his wife's face when she was... This is disgusting. I've got no time for this at all.
Here we go.
But read it quickly.
It's horrible. G'day, lads, you started with. A listener from down under. I was listening to the podcast on farting in front of your missus on Easter Monday at the gym. It couldn't have been more well-timed given an incident that had occurred with me and my wife on Easter Sunday night. We had been entertaining her family for a late lunch on Easter Sunday and managed to get rid of them early, about 6 p.m. We put the kids to bed by 7, meaning plenty of time for a good pre-bedtime shag. Interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
All was going really well. I don't know if I'm comfortable reading this. We were having a great time and I managed to make her come. I know I'm not comfortable reading this.
It's like, it's like a rarity. Honestly, this time I managed to make her.
I mean, we're all for detail, aren't we? But this is fucking...
So she wanted to reciprocate it for me. I mean, you'd like to think that was a
norm.
A norm, yeah. She started sucking me off and licking my balls and then started licking my asshole.
Oh no!
She's licking the Gary.
After a Sunday dinner as well.
He's watching for a spray.
I'm watching for a spray.
Jesus, that is a risk.
A risk. She gets what she's asking for, I think, after a Sunday dinner.
After about 30 seconds, I let out a massive and totally unexpected fart right in her face.
Oh, no.
I've never seen her move so fast, but thankfully she was roaring with laughter and not chucking up her guts. Totally killed the mood, understandably. She could never tell a soul, but I thought the boys would like a laugh out of the event. Needless to say, I think her rimming days are over, and so there's no chance of her finding a sprout leaf in my Weetoo. I've heard it called a Weetoo
no.
before.
Where do we start with that?
I think she's been very brave.
Yeah.
Sunday night?
No, on a Sunday night.
Fuel Castle Mine 4X.
I mean, do you think it's gone through her head? Like, if she's
could it?
Going down there thinking, oh, it's Sunday.
Is this a good idea? Full roast. Not on a Sunday.
Full of mashes.
Not on a Sunday, Sheila, surely.
We've had stuffing and all.
So is she tromboning? I'm going to say he's laid on his back, legs in the air,
holding both his big toes.
Yeah. So he'll have seen her eyes. He'll see.
Are you going?
He'll just see her eyes peering over the top of his plum. like little kitten with its first bowl of cream.
Honestly,
we haven't got this information, John.
I'm just trying to picture it. I'm picturing him on all fours. So he's obviously licking his Gary, tromboning right from.
No, because he said she's gone from fellatio.
He used to play for Man U in Everton, didn't he? to Man U and fellatio.
So then it's next stop, innit? She's gone south.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone south and then even more south.
And that is, if you think about it, his arse cheeks are spread, so there'll be no noise. Yeah. It'll just be the puff.
Oh, it just.
She'll just.
He has said it's a ripper, though. You can't put the word ripper to a puff.
Oh, God bless you.
Has he been in bath or shower before?
I'd like to think so.
Who has a bath after a Sunday dinner?
Not on a Sunday. That's just.
that's a danger lick, isn't it? It's a danger lick. But God
she's
bless
asking
her.
For it.
God bless her.
She's asking for it. It's her own fault.
God bless her. If she's doing that Sunday night,
no wonder you're married with kids, yeah.
And that she laughed.
She's an yeah. Oh, aye. She's an Brilliant. Absolute Peter Schmeichel. on a Sunday. It's fucking going. Hey, Castlemaine 4X and a lamb dinner. Fucking hell.
You wait till for pudding. Oh. Someone's asked what your opinion is on having a poo on an aeroplane.
I think you know mine.
Last resort.
No, really?
Last resort. Well, you know, I think
it's long haul. Some are doing it.
Just to kill 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's Benidorm, if you need to go, especially not way back.
Yeah.
It's not easy when you're bigger though. No, wiping.
If somebody could guarantee that there wasn't going to be a queue of 3 or 4 people waiting, yeah. I'd do it without a shadow of a doubt.
See, I think you've got to front it up.
But yeah. If you go to a services or a restaurant or something, you're out and gone.
You're out and gone.
But
yeah.
You're going to pass this woman that you've.
My dad, he always tells a story of he went with my mum. I think it were on their honeymoon. And he's not one for spicy food, but they went for a curry. And he turned to my mum and said, I'm going to have to go. And she's like, no. Like, she knows what he's like. Like, after a curry, it's pungent. She said, he'd come out and the smell hit her straight away in the Eurostairs. So everybody knows that he's come out, and the Eurostairs come out with air freshener. Down the aisle. She said the embarrassment. She's just head in hands and my dad's just looking down.
I've got second-hand embarrassment for him.
See, you've just got to front it up.
What, you going arms out?
Open the door. Yeah. go, open the door. Open the door and you see your face. You've got to get, you best get 10. Best get 10.
I'll give you 10 if I were you, lad.
Once you start spraying, stand up and say, sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that. And front it up.
That's you, though, personally. Can you imagine, like, he can't do that for my mum, can he? Because my mum's already embarrassed. If he starts standing up, going, sorry, yeah, she's going to be tugging on his sleeve. Sit down, what are you doing?
Oh. So, yeah, you've got to have a shit. If you need a shit, you need a shit.
I know, but that's what it's just etiquette, isn't it, man? But
I know what you mean, confined spaces. And
if you need to go, you need to, like...
Yeah. So you think, just come out and apologise.
Just come out, sorry about that, everybody. I've had a bad curry.
Yeah.
To be fair, though...
If you're playing the fart game, that's like a finisher. Nobody can crack a window on a plane, can they? You've won.
It's just gone with spray. That's class. Yeah, there's not what you can do.
Have you ever gotten raunchy on a plane? And that smirk.
Yeah, that smirk and tongue out.
Tongue out. Have you?
Nah.
No.
Bollocks. Maybe long, I reckon long haul.
You've gone quiet.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
With a blanket. Have you getting the blanket involved? Yeah. Long haul.
What, on your own?
Fucking hell, shit.
Imagine that. Jesus Christ.
Sitting in a corner on your own with a blanket.
With a reading light on.
What, are you talking about, like, the old Paul Daniels?
Yeah, like, wandering hands and...
Yeah.
Because that's
picnic blanket.
Soft porn.
Soft porn.
Yeah, you can get away with a wandering hand.
In the toilet, cubicle jobbing. Oh, that's...
I'd call that, innit?
That is fronting it up. Because everybody knows, don't they? Mm. Two going in and a bit of rattling. Turbulence.
Moving on.
Do you think it's an old wives' tale then? Do you think people would actually do it?
Dude, there were a video recently.
Yeah, when they open the door.
Yeah.
They come out.
And the steward opened the door and he was 10 to a dozen. Well, I think we've hit time. So thanks once again.
Yep.
For what volume is it? Five?
Five.
Join us for volume five of Friday Club.
Serious conversation.
Mm-hmm. I think we've... Did anybody ask for advice? Oh, yeah, we've had the...
Best man. Wedding. A lot of wedding talk. I enjoyed that, actually. Yeah.
Who knows what next week's topic will be. But once again, if you want to drop us an email, if you have got any issues that you're struggling to get through.
Rimming on a Sunday.
Shirley Rimmer.
FridayClub@underthecosh.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.